Like, that fear is valid. And you thinking positively and only thinking about, you know, all the good things that could go right in the situation is going to repress that, right? And the more that you can really, again, process that and say like, fuck, this is hard, but I'm going to get through it.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast.
My name's Anita Aguilar.
I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money, it's just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who've truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful to be here with a solo episode with you all today. This is an episode that I like to feel like it's just you and me hanging out, talking one-on-one. And it feels good, again, to get back on here and just do a solo and give you a lot of updates of all the things that have actually been happening in my reality. So again, if you're new here to the podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy and grateful to have you. If you are a long-term listener, welcome back. And I just want to remind you all that each and every one of your listens truly, truly helps us and supports us. And reviews actually help us get this podcast out to as many people as possible. So I feel like I might have said this on the last podcast episode, but I just want to reiterate because this is huge. But we just recently hit 300,000 downloads. Oh, wrong button. No. There it is, 300,000 downloads. And that's because of you. You've been investing your time and energy into this free resource. So I want to thank you again for tuning in and sharing this podcast with people who you think it resonates with. So I have a couple of announcements before we get to today's episode. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little cringing right now because I just got done recording and it deleted my audio. I know, It's a bummer, but that means that I get to talk to you even more. So it's okay, totally fine. And I just want to again kind of brief up our announcements for today about some really, really cool things that are going on in our community based on your location. So the first thing I want to mention is an event that is actually happening October 5th through October 7th. That's actually being hosted in Scottsdale, Arizona. So if you're in Scottsdale or you're in Arizona in general, or even if you're on the West Coast, guys, I cannot preach about this event enough. So just a little back end, it's being hosted by none other than Andrea Sager, who is someone who's been part of our community ever since I started the podcast. Little context of how I met her. I actually invested over $10,000 to go to a mastermind. And at this mastermind, I met people who were operating at the next level frequency, multi six-figure companies. And our speakers were multimillionaires making huge, huge impacts in the world. And Andrea Sager was actually one of those speakers. So there's a whole entire podcast episode that talks about something that I'm truly, truly passionate about sharing with my community, which is Legalpreneur. So Legalpreneur, again, the podcast episode is specifically about that. Long story short, she is actually selling her company for over $1 billion. Let that sink in a little bit. $1 billion. Okay. And she is the one that is hosting this event that is in Scottsdale, Arizona, along with some other people who I also met with that through that mastermind. So Chris Harder was the one who hosted that event that I went to, and he's going to be speaking there along with Jordan Sanchez, who is an intuition activator. She is truly tapped into all of her powers as a spiritual healer, and there's just so many different types of people that are going to be at this event, not only speaking, but attending this event. So if you have never once in your life, or maybe you have already and you just want more of it, been in a room full of people who are operating at their highest frequency, I highly recommend that you go to this event. I promise you, you will not be the same person when you walk out of here. Because when you're operating again around people who are not only thinking about all of the ways that they can, you know, create this business, but truly impact the world, I promise you that you're going to be connected with people who are going to be mirrors for you. You're going to say, oh my gosh, that person is amazing. Da, 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 da. That person is showing you what's inside of you. And once you can really connect with those people and co-create with people who are operating at this frequency, your life will never be the same. Okay. I promise you that this event is one, only a quarter of what I invested to the mastermind that I went to, but also just truly priceless. Again, getting around this type of people, especially if you're feeling lonely, that nobody understands what you're going through. They don't. Okay. You have to understand, you have to be at peace with that, and you have to accept that, and also be determined to get around people who are operating at the same frequency as you. So October 5th through October 7th in Scottsdale, Arizona, guys. Even if you are within the West Coast vicinity, I highly recommend this event. It will change your life. So I'm so happy and literally honored to be partnered with someone like Andrea, and she actually gave us a code for each and every one of you who are within that vicinity and who are interested in going to that event that you can use at checkout. So it's going to give you 20% off of this event, and I'm just so stoked, so grateful, and even shocked at what she offered for us. But again, if this is you, you're in that area, whether you're Arizona or West Coast in general, you're making a trip out of it, highly recommend, and let us know when you get your ticket so that we can celebrate you. I want to celebrate you on the podcast. I want to celebrate you on our social media, and even give you a gift for investing in yourself. Guys, this is my reward for you for truly allowing yourself to express yourself at the highest frequency. So this leads me to my second announcement, which is also about an event, but it's actually an event that's hosted here in New York City. So just to recap, the first event, I won't be there simply because I just made this move and I already have other commitments around this time frame. But this event, I actually will not only be attending, but I'll also be speaking at here in Manhattan. And I'm just stoked. I'm literally honored to be speaking at this event that Dream Lab is hosting because it's specifically for Latinas. And it was such a full circle moment for me when they asked me to be a guest speaker for this event, because it's actually when I made the decision that I wanted to go to El Paso, interview my uncle. And I think a lot of subconscious fears came up when they asked me to attend it, because again, it's specifically for Latinas. I thought, well, you know, I'm not Hispanic enough. I don't speak Spanish and I don't do this and I'm not that, whatever. And I just, once I did that episode, it just really, really showed me what I'm doing here and how I'm setting this example just by being myself, okay? And releasing all of the guilt and shame I have for not learning about my lineage from before, and really having compassion for myself when it comes to not knowing Spanish and understanding why, where it got lost in the translation. And for them to ask me to be a speaker, it was just this full circle moment of really just giving myself permission to just be and learn as I go. So if this is you and you're also breaking generational curses when it comes to building wealth, breaking down these beliefs in your family, I highly, highly recommend this event here in New York City. It's a one-day event. And again, you'll have the links, the promo codes that they gave us for everybody who wants to attend. And I just get excited that I get to see you all. So again, even if that's you, you're relate with me where you're like, oh my gosh, that's me, but I don't speak Spanish. Go, 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 please. I'm just so stoked and grateful that we have a safe place that we can talk about this. And yeah, I think that's all of the announcements that I have for right now. Again, I'm going to be talking more about these events in the future podcast episodes because they're coming up really soon and on my social media. But without further ado, I'd love to get right into this podcast episode about all things feeling the emotion that you are trying to avoid. So if you're new to the podcast, again, welcome. On these solo episodes, I am truly grateful because I get to not only give you step-by-step processes and educational information, but truly just tell the stories of how I have learned this the absolute hard way. And all of the things that are coming up for me personally, being vulnerable and sharing it as I go. and really allowing you to learn from my experiences and encourage you to share your own. So I'm going to first start by telling you when I first became conscious, again, law of attraction, manifestation, and really the concept of being open and receptive. So this has kind of been our theme for the past couple weeks, maybe couple months, is understanding how important it is for you to stay open and truly receive not just the good things, okay, but the challenges as well, and really embrace them. So when I first heard this term, again, being open and receptive, right? I just remember saying the affirmation all the time, like, okay, I'm open, I'm ready to receive. And I would just like be in this vibration of like need. Okay, I'm open. Where is it? And for some reason, when I was consciously co-creating something, a large sum of money dropping into my bank account, the specific scenario that's coming up right now as I tell about the story is when I was manifesting $10,000. So I had some proof. I had some, you know, proof in my external reality. I had manifested $2,000 before, but for some reason that $10,000 was super, super hard. And there was a giveaway, and I kept applying for this giveaway. It's like a sweepstake thing. And I was applying for this giveaway, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be me. And I was just so hyper-focused on it happening. And I just thought, if I just keep believing, then it will happen, right? And then kind of goes to another phrase that it's very commonly thrown around in the manifestation world, which is just release it, let it go, and then it'll come to you, right? And you hear this all the time, but for some reason, it just never clicked, okay? And so I would be like, okay, well, let me just release it. But I'd still be checking my phone every 5 to 10 minutes and saying, okay, did it manifest? Okay, is it here? Okay, come on. Like, I was just so hyper-focused on, again, the positive and when it happens, that I really was not at peace if it didn't. So I'm sure you can guess from the story that it did not manifest. And again, this is something that I learned the hard way, and it crushed me, and I was so confused, and I was so angry, and then I would get mad at myself and say, well, I'm not good at this. Well, I can't teach other people this because I can't do it. And it's just this vicious, vicious cycle of, again, trying to only think positive and only think about all the ways that it could go right, opposed to really feeling the emotions that I was trying to avoid. So that's kind of like the first tidbit of how it started. And then I kind of went into a phase where I did start to manifest things. I did start to manifest the large sums of money, and I did start to manifest the clients, and I did start to manifest the experiences and the people. But what would happen is that I would get those things, and then I would feel numb. I would feel no emotion. It's like this way that our mind tells us, when you have that, Anita, you're going to feel safe. When you have that, Anita, you're going to be enough. When you do that, Anita, you're going to be happy. But the truth is that you honestly have to go through that experience and feel that numbness to understand what it is that I'm talking about. So there's some of you who are on here and you're like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Nope. And then there's a small percentage of you who can truly resonate when I say you feel numb. All of the things that you thought that you wanted, you feel nothing. And again, there's some of you listening to this right now that are like, oh my gosh, well, I don't want to manifest the things that I want because I don't want to feel like that. And I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to feel like I'm failing or feel like it didn't matter. No, I'm encouraging you to still consciously go after all of the things that you want and desire, but I'm just making you aware that when you get to this point, that it's time to embrace that feeling, embrace that numbness, to not, again, just try to be happy and positive all the time. Don't try to avoid all of the challenges that are going to come up when you do have more money, when you do have more business, when you do have more followers, when you do have more amazing people in your lives, right? That doesn't mean you're going to be not butting heads ever, right? There's still going to be challenges, and there's still going to be things in your reality that are going to make you feel. And so going back to the story and of evolution of me consciously working on this past year, And specifically past couple weeks, maybe months, I've been feeling, oh my gosh, I've been feeling so much. And I have so many funny stories about this. So first one that I want to bring up is the last house on the left. So for those of you who have been tuning into the podcast, I have just recently moved to New York City, which on its own is a huge energetic shift. And don't get me wrong, I have been on cloud nine. I absolutely love it here. But what happens is that you kind of get stuck in that vibration where you're like, oh my gosh, this is great, right? When everything is super high vibration all the time and it's amazing experience there, it's like when the highs are highs, the lows get really low. And again, I'm telling you this because it's normal and it's a human experience, not because something is wrong. Some context here of this week that I'm specifically referring to right now is that, again, I had just moved to New York City. I was like 2 weeks in. I have this amazing Airbnb and this amazing host here. And him and I have actually become really, really good friends. You're going to see a podcast episode with me and Enrique. He's so fun. And he's an amazing photographer. He's actually shot for Vogue, Bizarre. You come into his safe place and there's just photos everywhere. His work, everything is aesthetically pleasing. Just the total New York City dream that I was wishing for, and it was manifesting. So long story short, again, I wanted to do a photo shoot for my birthday, and ideally before, I got here, I was like, well, I can just hire somebody and I can go find a studio. But this Airbnb that I'm staying at actually is a studio. It has the lighting. He has all the equipment. He used to do a lot of his shoots here, but since his projects are 10 times bigger, he actually doesn't do them here anymore. And I know what you're thinking. Okay, Anita, well, why don't you just ask Enrique if he'll do your photos, right? I mean, this is what I was thinking. It made so much sense, but I was so scared. Like, honestly, so scared. Someone who shot all of these amazing models, again, they're taller, they're thinner, they're symmetrical, right? And so even just the thought of asking him to do my photos, like, made me want to throw up. So much was coming up for me physically, like, it felt like I was going to throw up. And then also just fears, right? What if he says no? What if I, like, is that rude for me to ask that? So eventually, I felt that emotion. And I asked him if he would take my photos, and he said yes. And I'm so grateful. And when I tell you guys, oh my gosh, we went all out for this shoot. And I didn't want to do something that was just like, new photos and stuff. I was like, no, I want to be sexy. I want to be embraced. I want to show off my hips. I want to show off my curves. Like, truly, truly embrace it. And it was on my birthday, we started the shoot and it was so fun. My really, really good friend and actually long-term client, Rosie, shout out Rosie, was here to help me with my hair. And then we went to a brunch at one of my favorite places in the whole entire world. Again, my favorite movie, Serendipity. And as soon as I got there, there was another girl. It was her birthday too. Everything was just super high vibe, like everything I could dreamed of, 10 times better. And that was Monday. That was the day of my birthday. And so I was really thinking about, okay, on my way to Ohio, because I'd actually have to leave that Tuesday and start heading there, I had this download. And this, I guess some people call it idea. I call it a download, a message that just keeps coming up over and over and over again that I needed to get away, just kind of isolate myself a little bit. And I was like, okay, interesting. So I was looking on Airbnb and I see this cabin and the cabin's like in the middle of nowhere. I was like, ooh, yeah, that's nice. It's like kind of halfway my drive to Ohio. It's in the middle of nowhere. And then I start looking at the pictures and I was like, whoa, that's like really in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that's not safe. Am I going to be by myself? Like, just so many fears started to come up. And so long story short, I X'd out of it and I didn't book it. So I guess it's kind of backtracking because that morning of my birthday, I did meditation and I realized that that same cabin, the one that I viewed, was coming up so strongly in my meditation. And when I say meditation, I mean I'm just me sitting with my thoughts, clearing my mind, and I kind of just wait for what comes up, and it was that cabin. So it was the same thing. I went back there, I looked at it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. I'm freaking out. The more, like, I'm reading all the reviews, and it's like, positive experience, positive, positive, positive. Like, I was getting all these signs. I was getting all the numbers, like angel numbers all around me saying that it's okay. But I was just so scared. And then eventually I was just like, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm just going to book it. I'm so scared, but I'm going to do it. Right. So fast forward. I am on my way to Ohio day after my birthday, this really high vibe event today, on my way to another high vibe event with all these amazing people and speakers. And then, boom, I get to this place. And when I tell you guys, I was like, oh, you know, I'm driving out there and I see my Airbnb area and I'm kind of going down a dirt road. And I was like, oh, it's not that bad. I still got some service and there's still houses around. And then I see the sign that says, keep driving. And I was like, oh, this is not my Airbnb. And it's actually further down the road. So I'm, you know, in my little Mini Cooper driving down the road. It's just me. And then all of a sudden, I lose my service. So I'm driving, have no service. And I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Again, it's still a beautiful area, but it's just further back, further back, further back. And then I realize that the Airbnb that I booked, that which is, again, in the middle of somewhat nowhere, is the last house on the left. The last house on the left. I said, are you serious, bro? Are you really doing this to me? I'm literally yelling at my gods like, why did you make me do this? This is like every scary movie, every scary book. You know, girl by herself in a cabin. And I'm going to be posting pictures so you can all see this. And I'm like, ugh, just didn't want to throw up even thinking about it. But so I pull up there. It's actually really, really beautiful. But again, I just have all these subconscious fears. So I get in there. There's like axes hanging on the wall. There's like, you know, when you have like a knife set, but it's like kind of the ones that stick on the wall. So they got all these knives hanging on the wall. It was just like, I had this specific fear and it's like everything in my external reality is like, like just proof of this fear, right? Or just kind of manifesting of the things that I'm unconsciously telling myself I'll see. So I'm like checking all the rooms. I'm like, let me check the left room. Let me check the right room. Okay, let me make sure no one's in the bathroom. Let me make sure nobody's here. Let me make sure nobody can watch me. And I just have so much fear. So much fear. And going back to the title of this episode, I think that's why. No, I know that's why my guides wanted me to go there. They wanted me to feel fear physically. Process that emotion and allow myself to just feel. So I got all my stuff down, you know, I'm like, okay, checked all the rooms. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm safe. And the best way that I could describe it, was that, you know, I was sitting out on the porch, which actually I had one tiny bar of service only if I was outside on the porch. And, I was talking to my mom. Thank goodness she could call me. And I was kind of telling her the same thing. I think I just need to feel fear. I think I just need to feel fear. Like, I keep getting all these signs that I'm safe. Like, I see butterflies and just like all of these beautiful things, all the angel numbers, but I was just so scared, right? And so after I got off the phone with my mom, I just started reading my book. And then I would start reading my book and I'd be like lost in my book. I don't know if I have ADHD, but you know, I could read for like 10 minutes straight and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm looking up. And then the fear comes back. Oh my gosh, is there somebody in the woods? Is there somebody watching me? What if somebody just comes up on the porch? Like, I kept having these intrusive thoughts, like, and I just kept feeling that. And I kept feeling it. And I really took in each and every moment where that wasn't happening, where I was safe. And this kept repeating over and over again. You know, I'd start typing. I've been writing so much lately, just like writing stories, recaps, a lot of the things that I'm sharing with you on the podcast, I've been like consciously writing down, processing my emotions, looking at them from the outside, looking in. And at one point, I remember seeing a spider, like a really, really big spider. And like, it wasn't close to me or anything, but you know, ooh, gross. So this really big spider on the corner of the porch. And instead of, you know, cringing and going all local crazy, I just look at it. And I just look at it, at what it's doing, the fact that it's just minding its own business, just being, right? And just realizing all of the fears that society has projected on us. All of the fears that I have, again, about that last house on the left, that same exact quote that they use in all of the movies. I'm thinking about all of the true crime podcasts that I've listened to. I don't know if anyone knows that, but I love true crime. And I've been consciously not listening to it since I moved to New York. And like everything came up. All of these paranormal fears started to come up. What if I see something? You know, there's just so much fear. But the more that I felt it, the more it started to go away. And so kind of carry on throughout the night, right? I'm still scared, like the sun's still up. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And eventually the sun goes down and I, you know, cook my meal and all that stuff. And I'm up in like my room area. And it's really, really cool Airbnb. So I'll show you a picture of it. But you have to literally go up these like this like ladder to get even get to the loft of the room. And I'm up there with a little radio. And there's this huge tub, like a beautiful what is it called? I don't even remember what kind of tub it is. Hold on, let me look it up. Okay, a clawfoot tub. I was going to say that, but I was like, is that the right words? But yeah, I guess it is. Beautiful tub. And there's books by it. So I light all the candles. I light some sage. You know, I'm playing some music. And then I'm getting in this tub. And I'm just feeling. Feeling like all of the fear is coming to the surface. Like again, the more quiet it gets, the more scared I get. I think actually I turned off the radio and it's like every little noise, every little tick, every little sound, every little thing that's coming from the like the air conditioner going off. Like I am just terrified. And eventually I just close my eyes and I just breathe. And the fear comes up. What if I see a face? What if somebody comes in right now? What if someone's watching me? And then I just breathe. And when I tell you guys, like, it may seem like I just did this for 30 seconds. I did this for like 30 minutes, bro. I was so scared. And then eventually, I would go back to safety and I would feel safe. And again, really look at all of the proof of like, I'm okay right now, right? I understand that what I'm doing, it does have risk and all of those stories are actually valid, right? There are some things that happen, especially in places like this, and those stories are true, right? But right now I'm safe. And I know I look up to people who are traveling all the time and they're on their solo trips, you know, and they're out living their most abundant life. So you also have to understand that those people have to feel that fear too. Right? It's not that those fears don't come up anymore, or maybe they don't, right? Maybe they have no conscious awareness or fears that those things will happen. But if you do, that's okay. And that is valid. But it's a skill set, understanding, knowing the difference between not doing something because you're scared and doing something that you actually want to do, but feeling those emotions along the way. So going back to the story, again, I'm in the tub and then I'll get out of the tub and I'm like, okay, let me go to sleep, right? And every 5 minutes, I'm like, what if somebody comes in? What if this happens? And I just could not sleep the whole entire night. You know, I'd rest, you know, you close your eyes, but you don't really like fall asleep. And that was just me the whole entire night until the sun came up. I'm like, okay, well, I feel a little bit more safe because the sun's up. I feel a little bit more safe because of external things, right? And that's exactly what happens in our reality. And so going back to the title of this episode and the message that I'm really, really trying to get across here is that it's not about avoiding the challenges. It's not about avoiding all of, you know, the problems that we have with money or avoiding all of the things that have gone wrong. It's about embracing them and learning from them and loving them and loving each and every second of that challenge and really understanding that it's okay. Imagine selling your company for $1 billion. Hi friends, I just want to take 60 seconds out of this podcast episode to remind you about a very special event that is being hosted October 5th through October 7th by a very special guest and friend of ours, Andrea Sager. Andrea Sager has been on the podcast multiple times and serving our community, really telling her story about how she went the untraditional way of an attorney, started her own business called Legalpreneur, and just 2 years ago, she was starting this business, stepping into her light, and we were part of that manifestation. This year, she is selling that same company for over $1 billion. It is such an honor to have someone like Andrea in my vortex, but I highly encourage you to ask yourself, who do you know in your reality who is operating at this type of frequency? Do you have people in your vortex who you can ask for advice from their personal experience of starting a multi-million dollar company? Andrea is one of the few speakers that are going to be at this amazing event October 5th through October 7th in Scottsdale, Arizona. So if you are feeling like you're alone on this path, like you're thinking 10 times bigger than everyone else around you, I highly encourage you to go to this event, not only for the speakers and for all of the amazing content that comes with this, but really just to be around people who are investing their time and energy into conferences like this. So if this is for you and you know that you're getting called to operate with millionaires and billionaires, go to the show notes right now and click the link Dream Bigger and you will get your 20% off discount code that Andrea Sager has granted us and tag us on Instagram when you get your ticket. So we have a prize for you and we want to celebrate you for investing yourself. And without further ado, let's get right back to the episode. So I have this analogy that I do with a lot of my clients and I say, well, okay, what is the biggest fear that you have, right? I know that you want to manifest a house and you want a new job and you want more money, but what if those things don't happen? Well, then I can't pay my bills. And if you can't pay your bills, what will happen? Well, I'll get kicked out. And what if you get kicked out, what will happen? Then I'll have to be back with my parents. And then they start to go, well, even if I'm back with my parents, you know I won't be there very long and I can get myself out of it and I can get myself out of it and I can get myself out of it. But what if you don't? What if you didn't have to get out of a certain situation so that you wouldn't feel a certain emotion and you just felt it and you embraced it? And I'm very grateful for my coach, Randy Holloway. I know you've all probably heard the episode that we did together, but she's just really, really helping me ingrain this into my subconscious mind that just feel it. Just because you're feeling like a failure doesn't mean you're a failure. Just because you're feeling unworthy doesn't mean that you're unworthy. And she's just truly helping me understand that, oh, it's okay. You're safe here. Even when it looks like the external world is loco crazy right now, you're still safe. And something I've also noticed from working with her and just again, consciously really implementing a lot of things that I have learned is that my desires are shifting. Like before, if somebody would ask me, if you had all of the resources in the world and you can have anything today, what would it be? I'd be like, ooh, I would get that and I would get this and I would get this and I would get that. But now my desires is, oh my gosh, I just want to feel safe. I just want to feel loved unconditionally, like I don't have to show up a certain way. I just want to experience joy. I want more synchronicities in my life. Like my desires are shifting because I know that the external things aren't going to shift how I feel, right? So I know having all my bills paid doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to feel safe. And you're really operating from the end result. And the most beautiful thing about this, you guys, is that we are already born at the highest vibrational state, right? When you're born, nobody's telling you, you can't do that. Oh, you can't do this, right? Oh, you need to jump up and down, little baby, in order for you to be loved. No, we just love the baby how it is, right? We just love it and we kiss it and we celebrate it and we raise it as a community. But eventually down the line, we start to develop beliefs from scenarios or from what people are saying that make us believe that we're not worthy. Or you can't have that. You can't do that. You can't be that. You can't feel that. Have you ever had someone say that to you? It was like, okay, let's say you're really excited about something and they're like, okay, pipe down. Geez, like, calm down. It's not a big deal. It's a big deal, okay? Expressing your emotions when it comes to like the sad or like, you know, things that you're grieving or maybe you're sad about is one thing. But I think another thing is like just truly allowing yourself to express when you are genuinely so excited. And that's why I love having these community groups in the Manifesting Money Academy and in the 31 Days of Abundance is because I believe in transmuting that energy. You finding a penny on the ground and feeling like you won $1 million and then you tell someone who doesn't quite understand might make you feel like, ugh, maybe they're right. Maybe this is dumb. Maybe this is stupid, right? But when you find somebody who gets it, who understands it, and you celebrate it, that energy is not only transmuted, but it is restored. It is multiplied. It is like literally impacting so many people from you truly understanding the importance of expressing yourself and processing your emotions. So recap on some things that I went over, and then I'm going to give you a step-by-step process of how you can do this in your reality right now. First thing I brought out in the story is the highs are high and the lows can feel low, but that's normal. And that doesn't necessarily that this is a good time versus a bad time, right? It just means that you're just processing. And the more that you can allow yourself to feel these emotions and embrace these emotions and not have the fear just because I'm thinking this something bad means that it's going to happen. And even if it does, you're still going to be okay. You're still going to be safe. And again, really allowing yourself to feel those emotions. So this kind of ties into a comment that was made in our, I guess, kind of question in our Facebook group. And it doesn't have a name on there. So I figured it'd be really perfect to share this on the podcast because it goes exactly with what I'm talking about right now. So to read this off, it says group member, again, because I think they posted it anonymously. But it says, I need encouragement for this group. From this group, I woke up to my account being $600 negative. I've had a few rough weeks and car repairs, nonstop and unexpected items. I keep saying it's all going to work out, but now I'm struggling to provide for my family. I keep telling myself I know something big is coming, and now the lack mindset is really getting in. Any words of encouragement are appreciated here. It's like so hard for me to read these, but oh, this is so perfect. I mean, it's so perfect and like on cue of what I was just talking about, right? And again, outside looking in, you hearing this, like some of you, honestly, most of us can relate to things like this because there's always challenges, especially when it comes to money, right? And it's one thing for someone to say, get excited because that means that there's a lot of money coming your way because there is. But it's also just the conscious knowing that your feelings are valid. Your feelings are so valid, like that happening and this happening and car problems and all that stuff all at once. You got a family to provide for. Like that fear is valid. And you thinking positively and only thinking about, you know, all the good things that could go right in the situation is going to repress that, right? And the more that you can really, again, process that and say like, fuck, this is hard, but I'm going to get through it. And I know that this was dealt on my plate because I know that I'm not going to get dealt things that are bigger than myself. And so taking that time to consciously validate your feelings helps so much because one, it gets you out of victim mentality. And when you're out of victim mentality, you're now again back into your power, back into your body. But what happens is that we're unconsciously looking for help, 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 help. But the real person you're asking for your help and that validation that things are really hard is you. When other people say, wow, that's actually a really, really hard experience that you're going through that and I'm really sorry, it may feel like they're pitying you. It may feel like, oh my gosh, yeah, well, they think that they understand, but they don't. But it's like, they don't, right? And the only person who truly understands what it is that you're going through is you. And the more that you can really have compassion for yourself, for your thoughts and your beliefs and your patterns and your external circumstances that are happening right now, and just say, wow, that's hard that I'm going through that, the more that you're automatically going to release those emotions and those beliefs that are bringing you down, and your vibration will automatically shoot right up to your highest vibrational state again, because you're back in your body, you're back in your power. For some people, this may take 60 seconds, right? You have your pity party and you're like, dang, that really, really sucks. And then you're back in your power. But there's also people who this can take literally hours. This can take days. This can take weeks. This can take months. And for some people, it's even years. Okay? So whatever phase that you are in, it's okay. And accept that and know that you are going at your own pace and it's safe. It's safe to go at your own pace. Oh, that should be an Instagram quote. So the second thing to do here, right? The first one was to really validate your own feelings and look at yourself from the outside looking in. And the second thing that you want to do is accept. Really, really accept whatever it is that you are trying to resist from happening. Again, a lot of people are like, well, let me only think about the positive things because I want the positive things to manifest. Well, lo and behold, I'm telling you because nobody told me. I'm just kidding. Everybody did tell me, but I wasn't really open and receptive to it. And I didn't understand it because I didn't go through the experience yet. So now I'm telling you is that the more that you can get super clear on what it is that you're actually scared of happening and be at peace with that, the more that you will release all of the resistance toward it, and you're going to neutralize whatever outcome that you are wanting to co-create, because you now have no more need or desire, like deep needed desire, I need that to happen, because there's no attachment. And when you go down that rabbit hole of what it is that you are trying to resist from happening, you really understand that it's more of you trying to resist a certain emotion. It's 222 as I say this right now. We are unconsciously actually trying to resist ourselves from feeling a certain emotion. So even going back to this analogy with the family, right? What if I can't provide for my family, right? Which 1000% is so valid and such a valid fear. But even diving a little bit deeper, how will you feel if you can't provide for your family, right? You might feel like a failure. I might feel like unworthy of having a family. I might feel stressed. I might feel unloved, right? But when you can feel that emotion, and again, just sit and breathe. So I highly encourage you, if you're listening to this right now, either while you're driving or you're doing your laundry or cooking, just stop for 60 seconds. Take a deep breath. Let it out. And just feel. Feel the emotion that you're trying to avoid. And just breathe through it. And know that you're still safe, that this is a skill set, that you have the power to continue. So it's already almost been 60 seconds since I invited you to do that little exercise. And just tune in. How do you feel? Right? Some of you, your heart might still be racing, and your stomach might still feel queasy, and your hands still might feel a certain emotion. But once you really get past that part, you feel a whole different vibration, relaxed, peaced, maybe lightheaded, because you're consciously allowing yourself to process that emotion and feel it. Okay, and the last step of this is to now think happy and positive and all the things that you want to happen and desire. Because again, you now have no attachment to this. You now have no attachment to the things that you need to happen, because if they don't, I'm going to feel a certain emotion. Now you're really coming at this from a natural, neutral state. And you have it off of the pedestal. You got, if you've watched my free webinar, free resource lately, I had Ryan Gosling as my example. Oh, no, I think I had Shawn Mendes. Now you got Shawn Mendes as the same vibrational state as you, right? He's no longer like, oh my gosh, I cannot be with Shawn Mendes because he's so good looking and he's got literally 78 million followers. And then I just see him as me. I can see me and Shawn Mendes going getting coffee. Yeah, I'm worthy enough for that. It's just another person. And that's exactly what you're doing with the things that you're co-creating right now. So kind of going back to those desires and just really fun mind games. Again, allow yourself to just be super, super open with this. If you had an extra $1 million today, what would you do then? Right? You might go get your nails done. You might go house shopping. You might go physically shopping. You might, you know, be consciously creating more clients or more business, right? Whatever it is that you're telling yourself that you want more of, now you can invite those things in because they're off of the pedestal and you're no longer operating out of this fight or flight energy. Oh my gosh, this episode has been so fun and so long coming. Like, I've been wanting to post this for a really, really long time. So it feels good to just like let it out and get it out. Yeah, there's a lot more solo episodes coming up with more techniques and stories that I've just been accumulating ever since I moved to the city because it's so magical. And I just can't wait to share with you guys. So please, please, please let me know what you got out of this episode. And we are actually wrapping up the doors for the 31 Days of Abundance. I know I've been in the DMs chatting with you a lot one-on-one. I like to send voice memos when I can. And if I could take the time to celebrate every single win with you in the DMs, to help you process every single emotion and help you get through every single money block, I would. I promise you I would, but I physically cannot. And the 31 Days of Abundance is not only where I get to teach you these things and help you become conscious of why all of the affirmations work and why writing things down work and how co-creating starts and what are the subconscious fears that we actually have around money that most people don't even know have been manifesting, but also just really, really giving you that community of people who are also doing this work. It's so important for you, again, to celebrate your wins, to celebrate yourself when you are following through with things that you said you always want to do, right? And if you're somebody who doesn't have that community right now, I highly, highly, highly recommend this program for you. If you're somebody who wants to really become conscious of how you can step into abundance and allow yourself to just be. Allow yourself to just receive at a whole new frequency. Your story is what's going to help us tell more people that this is possible. Whether you're a single mother who doesn't have like a dollar to your name, or if you're somebody who has achieved a lot of success, but for some reason, you still don't seem to have enough. Okay. I'm inviting you all to this next round of the 31 Days of Abundance. And the reason why I've been more intimately talking about it is because we're doing a price change because of all of the new accountability resources that we have been implementing it in this program. So for those of you who feel called, make sure you take intuitive action again, because the price is going to be going up the next time that we open the doors for it. But other than that, I will see you all in our Patreon. Bye, love. See you in the next episode.
you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money podcast. If this episode resonated with you, shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.